not just our side, but the neighbors, the homeowners, the neighbors.
You were on it.
I can't say it again, but I... You made me think I was losing it.
Any other questions?
Probably am.
Comments? You know, my feedback is this the third time you've been before us?
This is my third visit.
So, and it's been an evolution, and to me, you know, this evolution, based on the feedback that you've been given in the prior meeting, makes it much more of a, you know, a residential feel, and you've been specific to say that any units adjacent to property owners would be one story, correct, which to me is not necessarily required, but you're proactively making that so the transition from residential R1 to R2 would be softened with that, and then ultimately it boils down to traffic. And again, based on the evolution, the traffic has significantly been reduced from what would have been there before and layered in also an off-ramp or a turn lane into the development.
And to reply to that, you asked, or someone asked earlier, how many will be one story, how many will be two? Honestly, I'm probably looking at two-thirds of them being one story. They're easier to rent, they're easier to afford to live in, and I'll just put a few of the two stories in the very center of the complex for those that are looking for, you know, that third bedroom or, you know, third bedroom with the office area, something like that.
Any other comments, questions, discussion amongst ourselves? And again, we're just doing a recommendation for approval or not to approve a recommendation for the Taney County Commission to actually vote on this application. Hearing none, do we have enough information for someone to consider a motion for this application? And once we get that, I have a specific motion that I have to read.
I'll move that we approve the proposal as presented.
Got a motion to approve as presented. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and read the motion. Before me is a motion to recommend approval of application 23-010 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bee Creek Estates LLC for the parcels located at 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000 at 1364 Bee Creek Road to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to R2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Presley, you got the vote count? All right, thank you. Again, the County Commission meeting is July 17th, 9 a.m., and if you were here for this portion of the meeting, you're welcome to head out if you so choose.
Over there.
Okay, next we are going to move on to rezone 23-00 or 011 rezone.
So you have Cole Currier, Jeffrey Wade are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.002. Located at 2935 State Highway 265, Hollister. The proposed property is zoned A1 Agricultural District with a conditional use permit for nightly rental. The rezoning request is for NR1, which is Single Family Nightly Rental District. So, looking at our screen, of course, this all down in here, State Park Marina. This is where 265 and historic 165 meet. We got our parcel highlighted. So this is our zoning layer. Here's our highlighted. This is NR1. This is C2, R1. Of course, this is the city of Hollister. And this is all the high road, Missouri Department of Transportation, right-of-way take. So with that, I think that the applicant's here, so I would turn it over to him.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your time today. Those of you who were here 2 years ago heard this request not once, but sort of twice before. So we came before this board and requested...
Excuse me, for the record, can I get your name?
Cole Currier.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
We requested rezoning of this parcel to NR1, and this body approved that request. We then went on to the County Commission, and based on a concern that there could possibly be precedent set for the adjacent parcel then to end up also getting NR or nightly rental zoning of some type, they requested that we reconsider and back our request down to a conditional use permit, which we obliged at the time. So we came back to this body and obtained approval for a conditional use permit the following month. So that's been about 2 years ago now. We've operated the property as a short-term rental during that last two-year period rather successfully. To my knowledge, there's never been a complaint or an issue with any neighbor or any issues with the property whatsoever. And then recently, this body approved and the County Commission approved rezoning of the adjacent parcel to the west for NR1 zoning. So based on the fact that we're now bordered on one side by commercial zoning and NR1 on the other side, we decided to try again, request that we are granted that contiguous NR1 zoning. The only reason that we request this is just for insurance protection of our investment, so that if we were ever to decide to sell the property, that's something that could be conveyed to the next owner without having to go through a subsequent conditional use permit application process. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Can you refresh my memory on the facility?
Sure.
It's just a single...
It's a one-tenant property or one-guest property. There's a single-family log cabin on the property. There's a detached guest quarters, a one-bedroom, one-bath guest quarters, and a shop, and then there's an RV hookup on the property as well. During the process of meeting the qualifications for the conditional use permit, we met all of the county qualifications. We upgraded the septic, installed fire suppression system and such to meet those same requirements that I believe are in place for NR1 zoning.
Seems like a pretty straightforward application. Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? Or against? Seeing none. Do we have any further questions for the application or applicant, or questions amongst ourselves? Comments?
Just 1 year.
Yes, sir. No, we do not. In fact, that was part of the concern, was that I know that when the County Commission approved NR1 adjacent to us, they set a density limit, basically. I asked Scott about that. We have no plans, no desire to develop. So I asked Scott what do we need to do? And he looked at it and said, well, there's really nothing you can do. You can't.
We would not issue a second permit for a structure due to the acreage size. Mm.
There's not enough land there to...
He's maxed out.
It's already well taken, but that's it. There's no way there's going to be 2 or 3 or 10 or whatever.
No. And well, unless sewer. You never say never, but he'd have to connect to sewer.
And there is no public sewer there currently.
Any other questions, comments? We up for a vote? Motion?
Make the motion.
Got a motion... Motion to recommend approval to the county commission. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and read the official motion. The motion to recommend approval of application 23-011 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Cole Currier and Jeffrey Waite for the parcel located at parcel 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.002 at 2935 State Highway 65 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
Next week, 9 a.m.
I need to get something on the record. He was taking me for night and row rezoning change and no one opposed him. Go buy a lottery ticket.
They ran out of steam last night. And we've been good neighbors.
All right, now we're moving on to our third rezone for the parcel located at 7436 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade.
RZ case number 2312, Jeremiah Froland is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 05-8.0-34-000-000-010.000. It's located at 7436 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. So again, on the left-hand side of the screen is your U.S. Highway 65. This is our 160 interchange. So just east of it, here's our parcel highlighted. Pretty much A1. There's a little bit of C2 down in there next to the creek. So here's some pictures of the parcel. Took from the driveway, the entrance, back to the west. Then I took a couple pictures of the entrance, I do that occasion. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicants.
I'm Jeremiah Froland. I'm the one applying for this. My wife and I own an operative vintage store in downtown Branson. We've kind of outgrown that for our current needs, and we would like to rebuild it here.
So what's the planned structure size? Is there?
I don't know, 10,000 square feet.
What's in the application?
I think so. It's so fluid right now that we're not 100% on. We do have a coffee shop inside our existing business downtown. We would like to have a coffee shop out here as well. Possibly a restaurant in the future. I have no idea.
So it would be a retail operation?
Yeah,
then?
That's correct.
scheduled, like, hours?
We're probably the same as what we have downtown. Right now, we're only Thursday through Sunday, so possibly another...